Hello, this is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode number 38, subtitled, I'd rather be playing Dark Souls right now, because I just set up Dark Souls 3 and fucking good to go. So, let's just get this over with, because the faster this gets done, the faster I can play Dark Souls. So, there you go. I am Absolute Deicide, I'll be your host for the evening. I am from gruntfreepress.com and this fine podcast here. I just start off, I mean, a little house cleaning, as they say. Just to address last episode, just a little bit. It killed three birds with one podcast, as they say. If you didn't listen to it, if you didn't listen to the last episode, don't. I'm probably not going to dwell on it too long because I don't like fucking going back. And, I'm always looking forward. I'm a fucking futurist or something. They call me an optimist is what people tell me. I'd been toying for a little bit to have like a drunk podcast. So I'll just get drunk and fucking record some bullshit. For like whatever, St. Patrick's Day or just something stupid. It's just a little gimmick cast. I never did, but then fucking just randomly just happened. So there you go. That's what happens. I'm just kind of surprised that it actually got sent out, just because by the fucking time I posted it up last week, it was just fucking like, I was to the point of like one eye, just fucking looking one eye, fucking clicking around shit, like trying to fucking make it go, fucking make it work, just get it out of my life. And I'm fucking whatever, it happened to showed up on the fucking feed or whatever, on the fucking, my fucking podcast feed, and fucking somehow I managed to make it fucking post like three fucking times. So I'm looking, there were three fucking downloads of that episode, and they're all fucked up. So I don't know what I did, but whatever. I ended up fucking going back and uploading it fucking sober the next day, and just like fucking thankfully I had like an actual file of the shit. So it all worked out. Fucking whatever. I mean, I fucking mentioned something about, I didn't want to fucking, like, steal anybody's gimmick, because whenever I fucking do shit like that, like, I was like, should I just fucking do a shit-faced fucking show? I was really in the fucking bag, and, Not like a fake ass, like fucking, you know, look at me, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? Like whatever. I was like fucking like 6 pints of fucking Guinness and like half a bottle of fucking whiskey by the end. I'd been awake for about fucking 24 hours. So there you go. I'm not a fucking drinker either. Something like that. I toy with that, maybe I'll fucking make it a thing, like, once a year, just get fucking rocked, and just fucking record something dumb. But I always think of, like, fucking, like, I remember, the Tom Green show on MTV to fucking take you back. He did a little bit, like, a sketch like that, and I don't want to fucking, you know what I mean, I'm sure nobody else fucking remembers that but me and, like, fucking three other fucking old people, but... You know, he just fucking put a camera on himself and start like drinking. This is just like a fucking bit, and just fucking, you know, just him by himself in like his apartment or whatever, and just fucking like, you know, just be like, oh, you know, people say I'm funnier when I'm drunk, so we'll see what happens, and just fucking, just him getting like legit fucking shit face, and it's just fucking not funny at all, you know. I mean, it's funny because it's not funny. Kind of like the last show was like, wow, I hope you guys like fucking hearing about fucking Silent Hill 5 times, because that's what happens. Most people, you know, like myself, just act retarded when they're fucking drunk, and the only people who are saying like, oh, you know, you're funnier when you're fucking drunk, or you're like, whatever, oh, you're fun to be around. People say that, you know, they're fucking like other fucking drunk people, you know. I don't want to fucking steal, you know, that fucking legendary comedian's fucking and relevant guy's fucking bit. But I mean, fucking whatever. I kind of did, but I mean, his sketch is only like a couple minutes long. I mean, I just fucking dragged it out for a fucking hour. There you go. I also wanted to fucking, I was toying with, maybe I'll just make like an awful, like just the worst possibly can. I might have accomplished that. And then again, I was saying like fucking I uploaded it and it fucking just wasn't, I uploaded it like three times and they're all kind of fucked up for whatever reason. Like fucking like, I don't know, it was just kind of like I had like one fucking instance of the fucking podcast where it cut out at the very end. I'm like, it's fucking weird. Why'd it cut out the last like 10 minutes? And I was thinking like, what, just cause the Zeppelin at the end, because they put fucking Zeppelin in there, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, did I get, like, tagged and it fucking, like, blocked me, or I couldn't figure it out, but anyway, yeah, the other part was I wanted fucking Zeppelin or, like, whatever, or just fucking, you know what I mean, fucking eventually, but I was fucking just always figured, like, like, somebody's gonna fucking whatever, they're all fucking tight-assed about their shit getting out there online, so, like, that's, like, fucking the one thing that'll probably get me, like, hit for, like, copyright playing the music. That's what I thought would happen, but whatever, I fucking re-uploaded it, and it seems to be there, so, whatever, there you go, that's that, but I did, really did have a bunch of shit I fucking, like, had written down I wanted to fucking talk about last week, so, I'm gonna back up a little bit to fucking talk about last week's garbage, because, I fucking, we use every part of the fucking buffalo on this show, and anything I can use to fucking, and kill some airtime to finish it up so I can play Dark Souls is going to be all right with me. Last week I played episode 2 of the Walking Dead game, the Michonne game, Walking Dead Michonne episode 2, Give No Shelter. I was going to say Give Me Shelter and play the fucking Rolling Stone song, but no, Give No Shelter, just part 2 of the 3-part of the Michonne spin-off mini-series fucking thing, whatever, Telltale game, my thoughts about it is not too different, not too different. I wrote a review, I talked about the first episode, my thoughts aren't that different about the second one than the first one. It's just pretty standard Telltale game, the gameplay and the fucking story beats and all that, just fucking pretty much, like every other one out there. I mean, fucking, if you're sick of it, like, whatever, you're not gonna fucking like this. Not, this one's not gonna change your fucking mind, but if you do like it, I mean, you should be alright. Especially if you like the fucking The Walking Dead, obviously. I mean, fucking perfect for you. Just because this one's a 3-potter instead of they usually do like 5 or 6 or whatever, like Game of Thrones is like 6. They're trying to cram like all the shit they usually do into 3, so just everything's like fucking like sped up, like full speed ahead, like no fucking time to fucking explain anything, just go, you know. You're pretty much meeting all these characters, and they're giving you the usual fucking choices, like, you know what I mean, like be a dick to them or fucking, you know what I mean, think they're all right and go along with them, or just say nothing, you know, type of deal, which I said I usually do in this one, just because it's Michonne, so I try to roleplay the character. Then the characters you're talking to, they die off like they usually do in the fucking Telltale games, but in this case, it's so fucking, like, quick, you know. You barely know who the fuck they are. It's like, hi, my name's fucking Charles or whatever, and then fucking, oh, okay, Charles, like, fucking make some quick choice, they do a little monologue, then within like fucking like 5 minutes they get their fucking brains blown out or they get fucking whatever eaten. So, but because you barely fucking know them, it's not really that big of a deal, it's not that fucking meaningful. They die and it's just like, fuck it, you know what I mean? It's the usual Telltale shit. It's like, well, if it just went on, you know what I mean, if you're a fucking dickhead originally, you're probably gonna like turn out to be a fucking a decent guy, or if you're fucking seem like a dick at first, they're gonna fucking make it flesh it out so you're fucking like, oh, I know, oh, he's, you know, maybe he's not so bad, like that type of deal. But it's like, yeah, whatever, oh, hi, I'm fucking Johnny, and then I'm fucking, my head's blown off, and yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, But I mean, the standout of the game is still Michonne. I mean, you know, the main character that you play as, because I mean, you know, she's a fucking already established character from the fucking show and them, you know, comics and all that. So you get all that going in, so it doesn't fucking matter that everything around her is like fucking like, you know, 3x speed or whatever. And it's interesting just to play as her and, you know, learn her backstory. I mean, it was a little bit in the show anyway. Again, I stopped reading the comic like before they explained what the fuck was going on with her. But I remember from the show they had something, but it wasn't really like that fleshed out. But I mean, this episode is a pretty good flashback of her. You know, you're playing as her right as the fucking the outbreak's hitting, and she's going into her apartment trying to find her kids. And in the previous episode, there was a fucking, you know, flashback in that too, where you were, you know, in the apartment, which is pretty much just, didn't really explain anything. You were just fucking a bunch of zombies up. And now it's just, this one is like the aftermath of that. It's just fucking like, dead fucking zombie bodies fucking everywhere. You know, you're fucking looking for, like, clues of, like, you know, where your kids are. There's, like, fucking, like, you know, following a blood trail or whatever into the fucking, you know, bathroom. And you're fucking, like, you think there's going to be fucking dead kids in the fucking bath or whatever. And there's no dead kids in this, unfortunately. Again, I stopped reading the comics and shit. And I don't really remember what the fuck, you know. I just remember, like, small flashbacks in the show of her and her fucking family and shit. But, so I mean, it's pretty cool to be like, this is like new shit from, you know, this character. So again, that's the highlight for me. Other than the backstory there, her backstory, I mean, the main plot of the game is you're escaping the, boat town or whatever the fuck from the last episode, I talked about and shit. Two back at this point. You know, you're following it, you know, the girl you meet in there, you know, following her, escaping with her, and you know, going back to her family's home, and you're trying to convince the family that, you know, you're with her. You know, she gets fucking shot again, because it's gonna happen eventually. She gets shot, and you're fucking carrying her dead body up to the family's house, and the family thinks, she's not dead, I'm sorry, carrying her fucking wounded body, wounded knee up to the fucking her fucking family's house, and he's got to convince the family that fucking, you know what I mean, you're fucking with you're with her, and he didn't fucking shoot her or whatever, and fucking then you gotta take her in and fucking, you gotta take care of her fucking bullet wound. It's pretty gruesome and fucking gnarly. Like, you gotta fucking like open up her fucking giant fucking gash and fucking I mean, you know, use pliers and shit, pull the bullet out and fucking, you know, throw fucking alcohol in it and shit and fucking, yeah, it's pretty good. You know, cauterize the wound or whatever with the fucking poker and shit. It's pretty good. All the people from that town fucking follow you guys in there and just attack her fucking family and fucking, shit goes down. And guys, it just feels familiar again. Fucking the other Walking Dead fucking seasons 1 and 2, you know, the fucking, the Telltale games. It's just, again, just the shit fucking happening like a hell of a lot faster. Overall pretty good game. I mean, fucking Michonne still fucking kicks ass. This one seemed like it had more fucking technical issues than the last episodes. This is something to do with, you know what I mean, there's fucking more choices going on, so it seems like fucking, like, you fucking reach something, some kind of, like, branch and path, and it like, game would, like, freeze up for a couple seconds to try to figure out what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it was just to add fucking, again, typical fucking Telltale shit. The same fucking engine, just, like, fucking, that's what happens. I mean, that was that again. Pretty good game. So far, yeah, it's just that one episode left to go. I still didn't write a review yet for the fucking second episode, and I at this point, I'd been like fucking almost 2 weeks since I fucking played it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get around to it. Maybe not. Yeah, I mean, that was that. Then also played the Doom 4 beta for a little while. Yeah, I played it. I fucking maxed out my level in that. So you fucking get to, like, up to level 15 just from fucking whatever, you know, you play, you fucking gain experience and shit. And I can actually talk about it because it was the fucking the beta and not the alpha that they wouldn't let you stream or talk about, in theory anyway. Maybe I did play it, maybe I didn't. I don't know. I'm not telling. I played quite a bit of it and just fucking my first thoughts about it. Doom 4, just fucking whatever. Doom 4 is just like, it's a lot like fucking Halo 5. I mean, it just is, it looks a lot like fucking Halo. I mean, the Marine, I mean, you can customize your fucking Marine again, like fucking Halo. I mean, put in different fucking armor, different helmet, different fucking whatever, legs and shit. All the armor choices you get is fucking just seems like it's ripped straight out of fucking Halo 5. I mean, it just looks like it. No way to get around that. There's a little more detail in Doom on like the armor. Like you can set up, or like the customization options. Like you can set up, taunts you can do. It's like three different taunts, like just fucking dumb, like fucking like whatever. Double horns or fucking just like dancing or fucking whatever. Giving the finger, I think. Something like that. And then they give you like sliders. You can slide like how dirty the armor is. It's fucking, he's making it all like dirty or fucking, like, you know, wear and tear, like scratches and shit. And you can do that to like your armor and your fucking, your guns and shit. And there's also like patterns, just fucking like camo patterns you can put on and shit like that. And a lot of different colors too. It's a little more to it than Halo, but. I mean, you just fucking look at it, and it's just, like, immediately, like, this just looks, like, exactly like fucking, like, Halo 5, like, right, ridiculous. And even the way you end up fucking unlocking items, like, unlocking the different fucking, different armor parts and shit, it's almost exactly like Halo, like the fucking rec packs from Halo 5. It's just like, they fucking, instead of calling them like packs or whatever, I mean, you're just fucking leveling up and they're just fucking like, here's your pack. They just, you know, just don't call it like packs. It's just fucking, here's some random armor and items and fucking pieces and perks or whatever. So it's like, you know, you'll level up and it's like, maybe you get like a helmet or a chest piece or, you know, like a fucking XP boost. It's the same shit. You know what I mean? They just fucking color it a little bit differently, I guess. The perks themselves, it's not like fucking like Call of Duty perks, really. It's not like fucking, do more damage or some shit or fucking like, it's like whatever, like they give you like, you can see fucking, you know, the guy who fucking killed you last will be like highlighted on the map for like whatever, you know, like 30 seconds or like whatever. So it's not really that big of a deal. Or it's like a start out with like a little bit more armor. It's like fucking like, you know, 5 points, not really a big deal, but, even the gameplay itself is just fucking like, it's pretty much Halo 5 fucking multiplayer, just fucking, you know, just really, you know, simplified, like, completely, like, just fucking, and it's fucking gory, obviously, because it's fucking Doom, it's not fucking, you know, teen-rated Halo 5, but, it's just fucking fast, you can, you know, double jump, you can fucking mantle onto ledges, and, this is the movement and the fucking aiming and all. It just feels like fucking Halo. I mean, that's what it is. The difference is you start with a, you know, you pick a loadout and there's, you know, instead of like fucking just, you know, everyone starts with the same shit or fucking whatever. You know, you're picking your loadout and you can start with the fucking whatever rocket launcher, fucking plasma rifle, machine gun, all that shit. And they're all pretty fucking balanced, you know what I mean? It's just kind of fucking give and take. Like, I get a fucking sniper rifle, but, or whatever, not like a sniper, it's like a, whatever, they call it like a static gun, so it's like, you gotta keep moving, and then fucking, you stop, and you fucking aim, it does damage, but it's only fucking long range. I mean, it's pretty balanced, which is cool. I mean, fucking, it's like, you think like, start with a rocket launcher, but it'd be fucking overpowered or whatever, but it's like fucking like, you still need like fucking like two direct hits in the fucking, with the rocket launcher, and by the time you do that, somebody can just fucking mow you down with like a fucking machine gun or whatever. It's not really that, like, yeah, seems to be fairly fucking balanced, Yeah, I mean, fucking, I mean, that's that, but it's, so you're not fucking, it's not like Halo where it's like, oh, I gotta fucking memorize this fucking map and, like, learn where the fucking weapons are, or fucking, like, you know what I mean, or Halo 5 is like the fucking, like, oh, you know, fucking, like, two or three fucking, like, power weapons fucking spawning and people are going there to fucking fight for it. I mean, you know, the of the two maps that are in the beta, there's one, like actual, like, sniper rifle or whatever the fuck it's called, I don't know. Not even really, this is fucking this giant fucking gun. It's, super powerful. This is fucking, like, one-hit kills, you know what I mean? There's only, like, one on the fucking, one on the map, and it just fucking shows up pretty fucking in... It's a long fucking respawn for it. It just fucking just shows up or whatever. And just to fucking, like, to find it, you need, like, I think there's a perk that shows you where the power weapons are. Other than that, you just gotta know where it is. So, I mean, there is shit you gotta fucking move around for or whatever. So, it's not, I mean, there's fucking, like, armor and shit everywhere. So, it's like, whatever, you'll start off. Obviously, start off, like, maybe, like, 50% fucking, like, armor. You know, you have, like, 100% health, and then maybe even less. Maybe, like, 10% armor. So, like, as soon as you start off, it's like, oh, you gotta fucking move and fucking, you know what I mean? There's fucking all these pickups, like, everywhere. So, you're just fucking moving and fucking grabbing them like fucking Pac-Man through a fucking maze. Grabbing your shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so there's that. And, yeah, the other thing, like, the other fucking, like, you know... A power weapon or whatever is like a demon rune that's, you know, it's a pickup on the map. So it's like, when that shows up again, it doesn't really happen that often. It's not like fucking like, you know, fucking every like 2 minutes. Like it's fucking seems like it fucking takes forever to get there. And then fucking, yeah, one person picks it up and they turn into a, transforms you into a fucking demon. I guess it seems like it's going to be like customizable, like which demon or whatever you want to transform into. But in this one, it's just fucking everyone is the one. It's the Revenant, which is skeleton fucking thing with a jet, like a jetpack and fucking shoulder mounted fucking rocket launchers. And yeah, I mean, fucking like that's it. And you're overpowered for fucking whatever, and you're fucking running around fucking people up. They're pretty fun. And it's one of those, it's fucking, you know, it gives you a time, like, whatever, like a minute to fucking play as him, or people can just shoot you and fucking kill you, and if they kill you, the other team can come and fucking pick it up, so, and it's just that, it's kind of like, that's kind of like dynamic, like everyone, you know, everyone on your team should be fucking running around, fucking protecting you in case you die, they can pick up the fucking, the demon rune or whatever, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, fucking, the time runs out, just fucking, the thing just goes away, and just fucking, that's it, it's gone. Again, there's fucking, there's reasons to fucking move around, plenty of fucking reasons, whatever, there's like a quad damage fucking random thing, like fucking Quake or whatever, you fucking pick it up and do whatever, you 4x damage, just shit like that. So I mean, overall, it's fun, it just feels like it's a halfway point between, like, you know, Halo, which is like, you know, that hardcore fucking skill and fucking strategy and, you know, knowing the map, that type of gameplay, or something like, you know, like, I don't know, like Battlefront or something, which is just like, I don't know, just fucking run around and fucking... shit's everywhere, and you just fucking, you know, holding down the fucking trigger, and you know what I mean, not even fucking worrying about reloading. And this one doesn't even have like a fucking cooldown, like Battlefront. I mean, you have ammo, but you fucking barely run out of it. And again, if you're running around, you're gonna fucking pick up ammo because the shit's everywhere. So again, it just feels like a, you know, fucking compromise between, you know, Halo and something like Battlefront, like super, you know, super fucking casual. In the beta, they had two modes, a standard fucking team deathmatch, and then like a King of the Hill type mode where, I mean, the hill is always fucking moving around. You can see where it's gonna go. You know, it's moving around the map. It's got fucking arrows everywhere where it's headed. You know, you just have to stand it for like standard King of the Hill. You stand it for a certain amount of time, and you know your team gets fucking controlled, and you know the other team is trying to get in there or whatever. So everyone's fucking moving around with the fucking hill or whatever. So that's pretty fun. I like that. And overall, I thought it was good. I mean, after playing it, you know, I was playing it for a while. You know, I'm starting to think like fucking, you know what I mean? I have fucking Halo. I will say I still fucking Halo 5 is like, I still think fucking the best fucking multiplayer fucking shooter, like arena shooter. I mean, you make it whatever. I mean, if you really want to like distinguish it. I mean, fucking, Rainbow Six Siege is fucking really good for fucking, like, more, like, serious tactical shit. But as far as, I just, like, fucking, like, dumb, like, arena shooters, Halo 5 is fucking amazing. So, I was playing this for, played this again, I said it maxed out my level or whatever. I was just like, yeah, I kind of want to play, play Halo 5. I mean, it's a fucking, it's pretty much this, but just fucking more to it and more fucking, you know, a little tighter, and it's a fucking full game. I mean, granted, I mean, fucking, again, the Doom thing is just a beta. There's only fucking two maps, two modes, and you get capped at level 15, which, yeah, I hit pretty fucking quick, but I kind of help get that feeling, like, ah, this is just so much like Halo, should probably play Halo 5, you know, so I fucking tried playing Halo 5, and it'd been a fucking long-ass time since I fucking played it. So, I mean, fucking, you know, again, they have, like, the seasons in Halo 5, too, where it's, like, fucking, like, every month is just fucking a new season. They reset everybody's fucking ranks. You gotta try to move up or whatever. And they're always fucking adding new maps and modes and all that shit. So I'm like, fucking, dude, I should fucking, whatever. I may play, like, a little bit last month, but I'm fucking, so I try to boot it up, and I keep getting this fucking, like, this message just keeps popping up, like, oh, we can't launch it, try again, fucking, all right, try it again, same shit, and I'm like, the fuck, dude, and so I'm fucking, like, looking, I'm like, it had just updated, so I'm like, fucking, like, I check my install of the fucking game, like, just fucking whatever, manage games or whatever, and fucking, the game was just gone, like, it wasn't there, like, you know what I mean, like, the fucking icon was there, but it's just fucking, like, there was no, like, fucking game, like, no, like, data, it was just fucking just completely gone. I mean, the main game was just not installed, you know what I mean, it's fucking, I'm like, dude, what the fuck, this is fucking just weird. I mean, like, I tried, like, restarting my shit, it's just fucking, it was just gone. So I fucking had to re-download it, and it was, like, 70 fucking gigabytes of fucking shit, dude. Yeah, I mean, just, like, I'm like, dude, I was thinking, like, what, is my hard drive, like, fucking fried? Like, what the fuck is going on? But, I mean, if I checked everything else, everything's there. Just Halo. So it was just fucking weird. I'm like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. So I had to fucking download everything again, and just fucking, again, fucking Xbox is so goddamn slow trying to fucking download anything, so I just, left it on for a fucking day. I mean, if I just left it on all night when I was fucking, or all day when I was fucking sleeping, went to work, just left it on. Yeah, I mean, fucking, it took, like, almost a full fucking day, but, it was fucking between, like, that bullshit and fucking Killer Instinct being fucked, you know, for, like, 2 days on PC, and just, like, I'll get into the fucking Quantum Break shit, soon, which I still don't have my fucking code I was supposed to get to play it on PC. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, like, what the hell is going on with fucking Microsoft? I mean, everything just seems fucked right now. I was just thinking, like, ah, oh, what am I gonna fucking play Quantum Break? It's gonna delete all my fucking save games or some shit. It's like, dude, everything just seems fucked right now. But I'll get into that later. Quantum Break. But real quick, I played Angry Video Game Nerd 2 Ass Immolation. You know, 2D fucking retro platformer thing based on the fucking Angry Video Game Nerd show. I did play the first one. It was just, yeah, I like the first one a lot. The first fucking Angry Video Game Nerd game. Yeah, what really sticks out with me from fucking playing the first game, I just remember being like, oh, it was fun and shit. And I remember getting to, it was fun, it was fucking hard. And I remember getting to, the last level of that fucking game, and I spent, like, a whole fucking day just fucking, like, beating my way through it. It was fucking wicked hard, trying to beat the last boss and shit. I couldn't fucking do it for, like, a day, and just fucking, it was just like, dude, this is, like, impossible, you know? I did that, yeah, again, for, like, an entire fucking day, and then I remember fucking just, like, oh, this is fucking ridiculous, and, like, giving up on it, and then I remember fucking, like, the next day fucking booting it up, and just fucking the first time through, just running right the fuck through it, and, like, you know, getting the patterns down for the fucking, the last boss and shit. One of those things, just, like, oh, yeah, it's fucking just weird how that works, but just one of those moments that stuck out. And, you know, then the second game here, fucking Assimilation, a little bit different from the original. You know, the first is basically just fucking old school fucking platforming and, you know, shooting and fucking pixel art and all that shit. And I mean, that's fucking, you know, to be honest, like fucking, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's his thing. He's one of the, you know, one of the fucking people who, made all that shit popular or whatever. But I mean, fucking at this point, I mean, all these fucking million fucking indie games a day that come out, all this fucking pixel art shit's been fucking done to death at this point. I just like the straightforward fucking platformers anyway. Yeah, at least fucking, Assimilation. I mean, they mix it up a little bit just because there's worlds. I mean, they lay it out like Super Mario Brothers 3, like that type of overworld where you just fucking give, you know, choices of where to go, like what stage to pick or whatever. Or like, you know, more recently, like Shovel Knight, which was kind of like Super Mario Brothers 3 ripoff or whatever. But, yeah, then fucking, you know, there's, I think there's 4 worlds maybe, or maybe 6, I can't remember. But each world is a theme or a gimmick to it. Like, there's a board games world that's all based on those fucking Cinemassacre videos, or one's based on the AVGN movie. It's just, I'm playing through, I'm like, I just wasn't a big fan of a lot of the world. It's fucking, it just seems like it's too, like, meta, you know what I mean? It's one thing to be like, obviously, you know, obviously it's a fucking game based on fucking that show or whatever. Again, I like the first one. They were going, like, kind of deep with it, like, fucking, like, deep cuts and just, you know, like, references, but it just seemed like the main fucking thing was, let's just make a fucking game and then, you know what I mean, make a good game first, then fucking, you know what I mean, throw these fucking references in. It's fucking, this one is just too, like, too meta or whatever. It, like, seems like real, like, fan servicey and, like, gimmicky or whatever. Instead of just, you know, yeah, again, rather than just being like a fucking, you know, here's a solid game, I'm going to throw this fucking, the humor or whatever on top of it. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, you know, it just seems like it's fucking just fan service first and then fucking, I don't know, like fucking some shit on top of it. And just, you know, even like fucking, this, you know, the boss, a lot of the bosses keep showing up and it's fucking, one of the bosses, like the nostalgia critic or whatever, is like some other like fucking dumb YouTube fucking personality who I don't like. It's not fucking funny. It's just like, I don't know, it's just fucking kind of dumb. It's like, why is there another this random fucking YouTube guy? I know he's done, like, crossovers with him or whatever before. It's just like, dude, this is fucking gay. Like, fucking, this is just dumb. It's not fucking funny. And a lot of the fucking early stages, they're super, you know, super easy. And it's not fucking, they don't seem, like, creative or, like, fun. It's just like, I don't know, it's some fucking easy shit. And fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking threw some AVGN shit in it. So, there you go. Yeah, you know, those six, you know, six to choose from, I guess, or whatever. If there were six, I mean, like the first like 4 of them that I fucking tried, I fucking blew right through them, no problem. I mean, I'm playing on normal, but I mean, like, this again, it's just fucking like, this isn't really like that noteworthy, you know what I mean? It's fucking nothing really much going on here, fucking gameplay wise. It's not that fucking funny. And 2 of them were kind of hard. I just might have picked the fucking right order or whatever. I mean, one was fucking like Ghosts and Goblins type shit, and that was kind of cool. But other than that, I mean, it's just fucking a lot of weird shit. Doesn't like fit. You know what I mean? But it's just like fucking like whatever. It's a fucking like, oh, here's some portals from fucking Portal 1 and 2, and it's like, cool. That's just like a random fucking video game. Fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking pretty modern, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with fucking retro games or fucking angry video game. It was just like, oh, here's some portals, I guess. Like, fucking, what are you guys doing? Or it's fucking, like, giant fucking guys in fucking hockey masks carrying, like, chainsaws and shit. It's just like, dude, I mean, I know there's a fucking Friday the 13th episode of, you know what I mean, fucking ABGN, but No real fucking, like, tie to why there's these fucking giant dudes with fucking chainsaws running around. It's just kind of dumb. So I finished through those fucking 6 levels and opened up to, like, a final tower. The first, you know, it's like, it's one of the first stage is fucking like, oh, you remember the fucking Virtual Boy episode? It's like, here's a whole stage. It's in fucking, like, black and red, like the fucking Virtual Boy. And it was fucking, you know, hard as shit. And so, you know what I mean? It started getting fucking, like, hard. But, again, the entire fucking level is all fucking black and red. And it's just, you know, one of those, is a good example of, like, just, like, the meta commentary and the fucking satire and, like, whatever, not being that good and, you know, not fucking, you know, blending well with the fucking gameplay. I mean, it's just fucking, the stage starts and fucking, nerds to something like fucking, man, just give me a headache, you know what I mean? Because it's fucking like all black and red, and it's fucking like, yeah, I mean, it does. It's fucking, this shit sucks. It's fucking, it is giving me a fucking headache because I don't want to fucking look at this for a fucking entire stage. Or like even like going back, like it starts off with the tutorial. This fucking goes on for quite a bit, and it's fucking Mike Matai fucking teaching you how to play shit, and it's fucking like, you know, the nerd's like, oh, these tutorials are too long, and it's fucking like, that's like the joke, but it's like, yeah, but I'm also playing this, and it's like, yeah, this fucking tutorial is way too fucking long, you know? Yeah, it's not a fucking saying it's a bad game, but it's just fucking like, yeah, it's just fucking like, just banking on the fucking nostalgic fucking pixel art shit. It's not nearly as fucking novel as it was, even again, when the fucking the first game came out, and it's fucking, it's been done better at this, but a lot better at this point by like fucking shit like, by shit like fucking Shovel Knight or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's a lot of the fucking, the jokes and the gags and shit just aren't fucking, didn't land for me or whatever. I mean, I'm fucking, I played through it up to like the final boss and just fucking stopped and just fucking stuck on him and just whatever. That was that. That was pretty much all my cleanup from fucking last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. Yeah, I'm fucking, take a break, I guess, and do talk about some Quantum Break and some, time loops.
Without boundaries, which qualifies me for the term universe. Without no rehearsal, Holly words is controversial. Like I'm not the one you wanna contest, see? Cause I'll hit your ass like the train did that bitch that got banned from TV. Heavyweight get up, hit you got your whole head split up. Local is the motion, we coming through. Hollow tips is the lead, the 45 through.
Remember me,
know your guns in the air.
Remember me.
Take no for answer, get told no. Yeah, I've been told no, but it was more like no, no, no. Life a bitch, met her, fuck you if you let her. Better come better than better to be a competitor. This better's a header, this shit is a redder. You deader and deader, I met her instead of the cheddar's and credit. Instead of vendetta, with metal beretta from ghetto to ghetto. Evidence, no, never leave a shredder. I got the soul of every rapper in me. Love me or hate me, my mom's got raped by the industry and made me. I'm the illest nigga ever, I told you. I get my pussy, then them dyke bitches told you. One beat, nigga, better dead that shit. My name should be, can't believe that nigga said that shit. Price saying he ain't a killer, but I'm killing myself. Smoke death, fuck bitches raw on the kitchen floor. So think what I'ma do to you, have done to you. Got niggas in my hood to do that shit for a blunt or two. What you wanna do? Clock suckers, we clock busters. Till the cops, coppers gon' start ruckus and drop blockbusters round the clock. Hustlers, you cannot touch us. I'm getting wires, niggas wanting me dead. What in my head? You think it could be something I said?
Something I said, something I said.
Remember me?
I just don't give a fuck.
Remember me?
Yeah, fuck you too.
Remember me?
I'm low down and I'm 50.
Remember me?
I'm shaded.
When I go out, I'ma go out shooting. I don't mean when I die, I mean when I go out to the club, stupid. I'm trying to clean up my fucking image, so I promised the fucking critics I wouldn't say fucking for 6 minutes.
6 minutes, Slim Shady, you're on.
My baby's mom, bitch, made me an angry blonde, so I made me a song, killed her and put Haley on. I may be wrong, I keep thinking these crazy thoughts in my cranium, but I'm stuck with a crazy mom.
Is she really on as much dope as you say she's on?
Came home and somebody must have broken the back window and stole two loaded machine guns and both of my trench coats. Sick, sick dreams and picnic scenes. Two kids 16 with them 16s and 10 clips each. And them shits reached through six kids each. And Slim gets blamed and Bill Clinton speaks to fix these streets. Fuck that! You faggots can vanish to volcanic ash and reappear in hell with a can of gas. And a match, aftermath. Dre, grab the
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We had a nice little break there. Some would say a quantum break. Hold for laughter. So I played a quantum break, surprisingly. Just because I started off on a fucking shitty note, I wanted to play fucking Quantum Break on my PC. I pre-ordered it on fucking Xbox One, and you were supposed to get the PC version for free. In quotes, free. Because, you had to fucking pre-order it on fucking Xbox to get it, but whatever. So it's like, why not? Why wouldn't I? I could just fucking buy it on PC, or I could, you know what I mean? But it's like fucking like, oh, if I have an Xbox, I might as well fucking, get both versions or whatever. First problems first is fucking, I wake up, fucking the day is out. It's on fucking Xbox or whatever. Get the fucking play, stop playing the game on Xbox at fucking midnight or whatever. And, whatever time it was, fucking, not on the fucking the Windows Store for like, I kept checking, about like 8 hours maybe after it was on fucking Xbox One. I mean, that's not that big of a deal, I guess. I mean, it's fucking, whatever. Just fucking, I had to wait a little bit longer. And not everybody's fucking waiting at fucking midnight like a maniac like I am, I guess. But, it's cross save, meaning you fucking, supposedly, I don't know, I stole it on my fucking PC version, but you can fucking, switch back and forth, like, play a little bit on fucking Xbox, switch back to fucking PC and keep playing, and the saves carry over, whatever. So I was thinking, like, yeah, I'll start it now on fucking Xbox, and, when I get my code or whatever, I'll fucking switch over to fucking PC. Then it fucking pops up on PC again. I didn't have a code. I'm just thinking like, oh, well, so this shit all be fucking tied to my account. I'm thinking it's fucking cross save. Like, it's thinking like, Killer Instinct, when that fucking shit worked, it was like, 2 days after the fucking shit was fucked up and it started working again. It was just fucking like, it was all tied to your account. So it was, you didn't have to fucking put any codes, no nothing, just fucking like whatever. Just fucking, all your characters just showed up in that game. So I'm thinking like, oh, well, so it's on the fucking PC now. So go to hit like buy and thinking it'd be like, you have it for free or whatever because you fucking bought it on Xbox, and there was that fucking cross buy, cross save shit. But, it says, $60. $60 in fucking PC. It's like, dude, fuck you. I already fucking bought it. Where's my fucking free fucking PC version? It's Microsoft's whole fucking, Windows and fucking Xbox fucking together initiative fucking bullshit. I'm like, dude, well, what the fuck? So it's a little sleuthing, a little fucking searching to find out where the fuck my code is, and fucking I'm looking, it's just fucking, it's like all in the fucking fine print, and fucking people complaining about it other places fucking online. It's fucking like, they're saying, they expect the fucking download codes for the PC to be sent out 7 to 10 days after the fucking release of the fucking game. It's like, dude, what the fuck is up with that, dude? Like, seriously, what the fuck is the point? I mean, fucking, I already beat the game in like 2 fucking days on fucking Xbox. I mean, like, why? It's like, fucking now, I mean, I could play it again, I guess, on fucking PC in a fucking week. I mean, it's been a week now, so it's still not my fucking code, but, like, I don't know. What the fuck was the point of that whole thing? Like, I don't understand. Especially, again, like, fucking, I have an Xbox and a fucking PC, but it's like, even if I did have a fucking, just a PC at this point, I'd be like, fucking, I probably would have if I've, heard about that, but like, the smart thing to do is to fucking buy it, go to, like, Xbox.com or whatever, and just fucking buy it there, pre-order it there, then you'd have fucking both versions just in case, like, whatever, like, fucking, fucking buy an Xbox down the road, I'll have it then, like, whatever. But, it's just fucked up. Why wouldn't you fucking buy both the versions for the same fucking price, supposedly, like they said they were gonna do? It's just fucking dumb. In that case, if you didn't have a fucking Xbox, you'd just be sitting there waiting for your fucking code for a week. That's fucking bullshit. Between that and, again, fucking Killer Instinct being fucked up for like a fucking, week or what, you know, like a couple of days anyway. It's just like, dude, like, get your fucking Xbox and Windows shit together. It's just been a fucking disaster so far. Pretty shitty. But anyway, I did play the game. Quantum Break. Yeah, the game itself, I mean, first thing is just, it's pretty fucking game. One of the most fucking graphically impressive games I've seen so far. It's not like fake bullshit fucking graphics either, or like tech demo shit. It's like just a fucking actual game that just fucking looks really good. And I don't know how to fucking define that or fucking explain what I mean exactly. I mean, it just fucking doesn't look like a bunch of like cheap tricks and fucking cheap effects to make like a shitty game look good. Just the entire game looks good, if that fucking makes sense. I don't know. Explain it a little bit better. I don't know exactly what the fuck I'm trying to say myself, but just like think about it, even something like fucking like Resident Evil on like PS1, like the original fucking Resident Evil game, where, you know, back then, like, fucking shit, you know, everyone look at it and be like, fucking, all these graphics are fucking amazing, and it's just fucking, you know, the original Resident Evil is just fucking like, oh, here's, like, pre-rendered fucking backgrounds, and then fucking these shitty fucking character, fucking pixelated-ass fucking triangle fucking monsters, like, in the fucking, the actual game, you know what I mean? Like, Resident Evil is literally just fucking, like, you know, these fucking walls are just fucking like a photo. Like, you know what I mean? They're fucking like plastered a fucking photo in the game, and like, oh, there's the background. You know what I mean? You're fucking moving in. One of those is fucking like, you know, like in that case, it's like fucking, you break the illusion so easily. Like fucking like, hey, you just plastered fucking pictures in your fucking game, you know? It's like, once that clicks, it's like, well, now that I know that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, not that impressive, you know what I mean? It's fucking, again, I'm not a fucking game programmer or anything, but just someone like me, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, like, fucking, I just can't help but look at it and be like, hey, look, I'm fucking running through a fucking Photoshop fucking game or whatever. Another example, like, fucking more topically, because I guess, I don't know. The show is known for fucking topical humor, as they put in the tags, the iTunes tags, hashtag topical humor. The Final Fantasy 15 demo that came out, and people are all like, oh, the fucking game looks fucking beautiful and blah, blah, blah. I was fucking looking at it. I'm like, I mean, even putting aside the fact that it looks just gay. I mean, period, just fucking the concept of it and the fucking whatever. Final Fantasy's gay. The game itself, I'm like, yeah, it looks so okay, but it's just really, like, it just seems like really, like, fucking just skyboxy, or just fucking, like, oh, it's, like, super simple fucking environments, and they'll have, like, a reflection or something, you know, like, it's fucking, like, oh, this wood floor, and fucking, oh, look how nice it looks, it's fucking, like, yeah, it's real simple, it just seems like they just fucking plastered a fucking layer on top of it, like a fucking reflection layer, I don't know. And that thing is supposed to be like a legitimate fucking like tech demo, like that's what it's for or whatever. But or again, going back to fucking like Metal Gear Solid 5, I couldn't believe anybody was saying like that looked like anything but a fucking PS2 game with fucking, you know what I mean? They'd fucking slap new fucking textures on it, but people would, oh, fucking Metal Gear is so fucking beautiful. It's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. It's, I don't know. It doesn't fucking impress me. I don't know. I don't know how else to fucking describe it. It's just fucking like fake graphics versus like real graphics, I guess. I mean, they're all fucking fake, obviously, but again, me who knows fucking jack shit about fucking game programming or fucking modern graphics, and you know, being able to look at something, just like pick it apart immediately and just be like, ah, yeah, just paste a layer or some shit on top of like some half-ass fucking, you know what I mean, like, fuck, I can see exactly like how this was made, like that type of deal. Or again, I don't know, fucking like the show, the fucking MLB The Show, like I talked about that, I think, not sure if I fucking started the podcast when I was fucking playing that or not. Probably not. That was like 2 years ago. Oh, my fucking stomach's fucking growling. But I mean, the first year was on PS4. I bought it like fucking whatever. So that was like 2 years ago, I guess. So probably didn't talk about that. And it's fucking like, you know, I play it and the game's all right. It was just like, dude, this is just definitely like, you just look at it and be like, this is just a port of a PS3 game. They cleaned it up a little bit and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking cleaned up the textures. And I'm like, well, one of those deals with fucking sports games where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to hold off till there's like an actual like jump and I can look at it and be like, wow, this fucking looked really good and like impressive or whatever. Then the second year after, you know, the second year of fucking the show, it's like, yeah, it doesn't really look much, but it looks the same, you know what I mean? And then this year I'm fucking looking at it and looking at videos of it and I'm just like, just still not impressed by it. It just fucking still looks like a fucking PS3 game. I mean, fucking, it just fucking looks a little bit better. And I figured like fucking, I'd read some reviews being like, wow, this really isn't fucking like move forward that much, like graphically anyway, whatever. I mean, again, I'm not a huge fan of those fucking the gameplay in those games either, but yeah, I mean, reading these fucking reviews, it's all like, oh my god, the graphics are fucking mind blowing, and it's fucking, I'm just like, look at it, I'm like, dude, to me, it just looks like a fucking up-res, like PS3 game, like, to be fucking completely honest. Anyway, fucking Quantum Break looks fucking great. I mean, that's fucking something I was fucking impressed by the entire game. Like, this game just fucking looks awesome. It just fucking looks really good. and then, the actual action, the shooting in the game is, you know, is pretty good. It's fucking standard fucking third-person shooting. I mean, you can take cover. I mean, there's no like cover button to it. It's just fucking, you just go up to like a, you know, piece of cover and I'll fucking duck down or whatever. It's not like fucking like Gears. It's not like fucking like just the strategy based around that or whatever. It's basically like taking cover is a last resort. Like if you're waiting for your fucking powers to charge up, you know, it's fucking like you don't have a shield to pop, you're getting shot at. It's fucking like, fuck, I gotta back off for a second and wait for my shit to recharge before I go in again. You have fucking time powers. I mean, fuck, the game's basically like a fuck, it's like a superhero game, but instead of like, you know what I mean? I think it even said fucking like, you know, it was fucking almost like a origin story I heard somewhere. Fucking, it's like, oh, like a superhero fucking origin story, and they try to like fucking be like, ah, oh, but it's fucking based around like time travel. It's really fucking dumb, like whatever. Doesn't really matter. I mean, that's not fucking, that doesn't bother me. But it's like fucking, you get all these fucking powers. You get a time bubble you shoot, and then fucking you know, you fucking shoot it from your fucking hands, and just fucking this bubble pops up wherever you're aiming. Traps everybody inside of it, so it's like fucking, you know, they're frozen in time, you can fucking unload on them, and then the fucking, after a certain amount of time, the fucking, you know, bubble fucking collapses, and all the fucking bullets just fucking go in him at once and fucking tear him up. I wish this game was, it'd be fucking way better if it was like fucking, you know, bloody as shit, you know what I mean? Like fucking, that'd be cool if it was just fucking like gore effects on top of it, but it's not, it's just fucking like, ah, like sparks and shit shoot off of him or whatever. So you get that, and there's like, again, it's not really like a cover based shooter, but if you're getting shot, you get it, you can pop a shield, so it's pretty much a bubble fucking around you, and you sit in it, and fucking all the fucking, you know, bullets get deflected, and you regenerate your health. And another one, you know, hit the left bumper button, whatever, and you dash around the map, and the enemies lose track of you, and you know, certain enemies, like, fucking, you have to get behind them, just fucking, like, whatever, they have, like, shields or whatever, so it's fucking, like, you just gotta get behind them to fucking shoot them in the back, like, they have, like, weak points in their back. All, you know, all the fucking, most of the powers are pretty cool. I mean, fucking, they look cool, and fucking, they're fun to use, but they're all pretty similar, you know what I mean? Like, it's like one I was saying, you know, you tap the left button or whatever to dash. It's like, ah, so I'm using that to get around people. Then, like, fucking later on, it's like, oh, here's a new power. You can fucking hold it, and you fucking, instead of dashing, you hold it and you run. You know, but you're still running around. I mean, that, I guess in that mode, you can fucking, like, you know, melee people where you're doing it or whatever, but essentially, it's the same fucking thing. It's usually used to fucking flank people. I mean, so, you know, you do either of those, you fucking hold the left trigger after you move, and you enter, like, slow-mo, like, fucking, like Max Payne style, like bullet time. Just everything's fucking slow motion around you. Or Fear. I always think about fucking Fear. That shit was cool. If you never played fucking Fear, I mean, fuck, I remember the multiplayer of that. I mean, it's similar shit, like Max Payne style, like, I forget when you could do it, if it was like a fucking meter you could pop and fucking slow down time. That was fucking, you know what I mean? Pretty cool, again, fucking Max Payne, but then, like, one of those games you fucking go into the multiplayer of Fear, and then fucking there was a mode that was like fucking, it wouldn't, the same thing, like, yeah, you grab a pickup and it fucking slows down time for you, you know what I mean, so you fucking, or everybody else, whatever, it's one of those things, like, how would they fucking do that, and they figured it out, like, it worked, like, it was pretty cool. Anyway, fucking Quantum Break, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of the fucking, the powers are, like, similar, and you do that shit, and you fucking, hold the left trigger to, like, you know, aim down sights after you fucking do one of those movements. It's just fucking, you know, you do the fucking Max Payne bullet time thing. Yeah, I mean, fucking, like, that shit's, I mean, it's like, it's slowing down time, so it's almost like the same thing as, you know, the fucking, the time bubble, you know, thing. It's just fucking for everybody instead of just that one little fucking, the enemy in the bubble, so, I don't know. They're all on fucking, all the powers are on separate cooldowns. You can basically just fucking spam the shit out of whatever the fuck you have available and just fucking, like, yeah, just keep doing that and shooting until fucking everybody's dead. And I mean, not many fucking puzzle elements to it. You know, it's not like fucking, like, oh, I gotta, like, this guy is fucking weak to this one, so I gotta fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like set up, like, a lot of the arenas and shit you're fighting in just aren't set up, like, the enemy placement, it doesn't feel like it's fucking, like, that, like, complex, just fucking, like, I hear some enemies and just fucking spam shit at them. I mean, they switch it up a little bit, where it's like, oh, well, this little area, your fucking powers won't work, so you gotta figure out how to fucking, you know, disable this fucking device, or, like, fucking get behind the fucking enemy with a backpack and shoot him, or, like, whatever, take that guy out first, or, but overall, it's fucking just, it's really fucking just spammy, you know what I mean, and it's fucking, a lot of the fights just really aren't that memorable. I mean, they're kind of fun, I mean, good, but not great. I mean, and on top of that, just fucking, there's not enough of them. I mean, there's probably maybe, like, half a dozen, maybe, or that's all I can think of fucking what I played. I mean, a lot of them are just fucking so small. It's fucking like, oh, here's a group of fucking three enemies. You fucking charge up a shot and you fucking shoot like a time bomb or whatever, and you fucking take them all out, and, like, that's it. And then fucking it's just all, like, walking around for fucking, like, you know, an hour again until fucking another little group pops up. So. Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, the majority of the game, you're just fucking walking around, you're doing, like, easy fucking platforming, you're fucking, you know, whatever, opening doors, and fucking other characters are talking to you, like, telling you fucking little story bits and bobs and shit. Oh, you know, you're searching for, you know, collectibles fucking all over the place, and there's like a million fucking collectibles, it's ridiculous. You know, emails and fucking, you know, radios and fucking, radios you can turn on, listen to a fucking broadcast, or, you know, TV show, a couple TV shows in the game or whatever. You know, just what sucks about that, I mean, it's supposed to be a fucking narrative game. So, I mean, fucking, like, all this shit, I mean, it's all supposed to, like, tie into the fucking, the world or the fucking, the story or whatever. So, you know, you're going through these fucking emails, and, like, some of them are like, ah, oh, you know, here's some fucking kind of important information to fucking make something, like, make sense, or, like, you know, whatever, or move the fucking story along, or whatever, so they're important. And then there's fucking a bunch of them, it's just fucking like, yo, here's some fucking retarded fucking waste of time, and this fucking, you know what I mean, it's just fucking just like, oh, here's like fucking, some funny joke, or some shit, and, or like, you know, a lot of it's fucking not funny, a lot of it's just fucking the same shit you've heard before, people telling you about, or you fucking already read like fucking five emails about it. You're going on looking at this fucking, like, novel of shit you get to fucking read through. I mean, when you're reading them, too, it's like the game just keeps going, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, like, oh, here's a page, fucking up, game freezes, fucking just, like, you know, take your time, fucking read through it, and just fucking go through, or whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking, like, whatever. If there's, like, fucking, like, an engine or something, it's fucking weird, my fucking nose is squeaked. That was fucking wicked weird. I don't know. Yeah, so it's fucking like, Yeah, you fucking, yeah, so you're fucking picking up all this shit, and it's fucking, yeah, you're reading through them, and it's fucking just like, there'll be people following, you know, other characters you're following, or they're following you, and it's fucking, they'll just be like talking the whole time, like fucking, oh, let's keep going, you know, over here, fucking, oh, we should go this way, or like whatever the fuck, you know what I mean, little banter, and they just keep repeating it. Or like you'll be in like fucking near like an engine or some shit, or like some kind of like machine that's like humming. So you're trying to read, just fucking like womp, 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 or like something dumb like that. Just fucking like, dude, this is fucking really, really annoying. All noise and shit in the background. You just fucking, your guy's just standing there like a fucking idiot, like reading a fucking email, and you're just fucking, you know what I mean? Or like fucking, you know, sitting there listening to a fucking radio or fucking watching a TV show, and there's fucking like characters like fucking bumping into you and fucking talking and shit. It's fucking dumb. It's a lot of that shit was in fucking Alan Wake too. It sucked there, but you know, a lot of that shit was entertaining to read and fucking whatever. It was all like voice, you know, you pick up a page and it would fucking, I'm pretty sure it's been a while, but I think it would fucking stop the game, and it was fucking like voiced over or whatever, so it'd be like, oh, here's a page of some bullshit, but this guy's just gonna fucking read, and I can just fucking like whatever, like fucking light a butt and fucking like just listen to it and fucking like whatever, relax for a second and keep going. And it fucking, it's still like the radios and that bullshit and like the TV shows where you're just standing there, but I mean, whatever, that kind of made sense, just cause fucking, you know, the whole premise of fucking Alan Wake was he was a writer, and the whole game was about fucking his novels coming to life and shit, and you're picking up pages of a fucking book scattered around. That was kind of like excusable, just like, oh, whatever, like whatever, I mean, just, it is what it is, and plus it was fucking however many years ago, so it's like, yeah, I don't really, you know how to do this better. And even bad, I remember fucking Alan Wake when that came out being like fucking like, this feels like kind of like, you know, old fucking style of fucking telling a story in a game, like there's better ways to do this, but yeah, you know, you'd hope fucking you know, new game, fucking Quantum Break, they learn their lessons or whatever and they're fucking gonna do it better, but it's still the same shit. I mean, it's just, you're reading, plus, you know, plus in Quantum Break it's fucking, I'm reading these fucking boring ass fucking corporate fucking memos and emails and shit, and it's just fucking of the, it's pretty, the game developer is fucking over explaining how fucking time travel works in the world, and just way too much just stopping the game completely and fucking for that bullshit. I mean, you don't have to pick them up, I guess, but it's just one of the, you know, I didn't want to fucking fly through the game fucking either. It's just fucking like a lot, you know, some of the pickups are like fucking, you know, effect shit, or it's fucking give, you know, power, you know, the pickups that like increase your power or whatever, or fucking change like the TV shows in the game. So it's like fucking like, you don't really know what's what. I mean, you obviously tell an email is fucking like an email, but again, like some of them are fucking like, if you're trying to follow the story, like some of them are important, but most of them are just fucking just way too long fucking bullshit that fucking just completely stops fucking what you're doing. What I don't fucking get is, yeah, so they have like these 20-minute TV shows in the game. You know, the live action fucking like whatever. They're pretty good, but I don't get it. You know, they knew that having these fucking TV fucking show episode, whatever, TV episodes in the game are going to be there. There's fucking four of them fucking 20 minutes long. So why don't they just fucking, you know, all right, we have this fucking, these shows to fucking tell our story, you know what I mean? So why don't I just fucking use those shows to just, you know, just tell all the game's fucking backstory. I mean, just fucking write it out there, like fucking there you go. You don't have to fucking have all these fucking collectibles and, or even like the in-game fucking cutscenes or the fucking scenes where you're fucking, you know, walking around fucking just as somebody's, you know, another character's just telling you fucking some bullshit backstory. Just fucking put all like the, you know, narrative or whatever, all the fucking backstory bullshit, just put them in those fucking shows, you know what I mean? Then fucking just make it, have the actual game just be a shit ton of that fucking action that's fucking fun, like, you know what I mean, the time powers and all that shit, you know, and then fucking like, so do all the fucking, you know, you're playing the game, it's all fucking action or whatever, you know, have it fucking build up, I mean, a little bit fucking, you know, a little bit of story here and there, but fucking for the most part, just fucking balls out fucking action, and then like, alright, now fucking sit back and take your break for fucking 20 minutes and fucking, you know, watch the story and fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I think that would have been fucking way better. I mean, just fucking, whatever, just eliminate all the fucking bullshit fucking collectibles and the, you know, all the, they try to fucking build the world up that way. It's like, you have these fucking TV shows to fucking do this. I mean, what they end up doing is the fucking, it's just the TV shows just fucking just further, just like additional shit. I mean, they thought they were pretty good, but they're telling like a completely different fucking side story that barely has anything to do with the fucking, the main events of the fucking game. And you're still getting like the in-game fucking story to fucking, like, you know what I mean? Tell that story. And then it's like, oh, here's another story on top of that, like a fucking side story and fucking, and then on top of that, here's this fucking collectathon fucking bullshit to fucking try to over-explain shit again. At least, I mean, the show itself is not bad, and I thought it was fucking like an above average fucking network, or, you know, maybe like, you know, cable quality show, like fucking, you know, on like Sci-Fi or something like that. It'd be something I'd fucking watch if I was like really fucking bored and fucking whatever, just flipping through fucking, you know, looking for something to fucking binge on like fucking Netflix or some shit. Like, it's not bad. Give you an idea, I get a warning when I was streaming it on fucking Hitbox, because fucking they changed my fucking stream key on me. I'm like, the fuck is this? And they fucking looked at my email, and it's fucking like, oh, somebody thought I was fucking rebroadcasting and like a real fucking TV show from, you know what I mean? I was just fucking like re-fucking watching it and just streaming it. So, I mean, just to show you, it's pretty legit as a show. Again, not great. I'd say fucking above average show and below average game. You know what I mean? Fucking the game itself, I'm just, just not impressed. I mean, not saying it's fucking terrible. It's not like, oh, this is a god-awful fucking dumpster fire or whatever. It's, you know, it's not at all. It's just fucking just, you know, the pacing and shit's all fucked up. And just, well, a couple times I died or whatever in the game. It's fucking just like, I don't know, it just seems like so, like, old school, not in a good way. Just fucking, like, not learning the lessons how to fucking, you know, make shit, like, work right, I guess. I don't know. It's fucking, you know, fucking, like, you know, this is bad checkpoints. Like, just fucking, like, oh, you died, now you get to fucking sit through a fucking, this cinema again, you know what I mean? And fucking before you go in and fucking fight a boss, or fight a boss again or whatever. Even not this many fucking bosses, only, like, one fucking boss fight in the game. And the pacing is just, it's just fucking, I thought it was just super jerky, because again, he's just fucking like, oh, he has some narrative shit, now he has fucking, go pick up a million collectibles, now do some platforming, now, like, fucking, if that shit worked right, it'd be alright, but it's just fucking, it just seems like it's all over the place. And then in the end, it fucking just, at the end of the game, just ends in like a shitty fucking cliffhanger. It's supposed to be like setting up like a sequel, you know, or like DLC or whatever. It's just like, dude, fuck off. Like, no. You're gonna have a fucking narrative focused game. Like, finish the fucking narrative, you know? Again, I have to compare it to Alan Wake again. You know, that did a lot of the same shit, and that I fucking didn't like that. I fucking didn't like that game at all when that fucking first came out. It's just like, it's just a lot of the bad shit in that game. Again, I'm fucking, I hope they would have learned from it and fucking, you know, took all the good parts of that. But it's fucking like all the bullshit from fucking Alan Wake is still in fucking Quantum Break, and it's just like, didn't learn anything from fucking that. You know, there's fucking, you know. So when all the powers and shit are working, it's like, oh, some really fucking high highs in this game, but it's just the way they're telling the story and just kind of wasting your time. And fucking, again, they just could have used the show to cut that bullshit out and fucking, you know, done something different. And it ends up fucking pissing me off. And but again, like Alan Wake, I fucking didn't like it all when it first came out. But you know, I replayed it fucking years later. It's just fucking like, ah, oh, you know, there's some pretty cool shit in here. And it's fucking like, at that point, I'd collected most of the fucking collectibles like fucking years ago. I'd forgot they were even there, you know, so didn't even fucking bother. So just fucking pretty much just playing the game. I played it like that. It's like, yeah, it's all right. You know what I mean? So it could be one. And I think I replayed one episode at a time, like fucking like, Alan Wake of the same shit. Like, it was broken up into episodes, and fucking, I'd play like an episode a day and be like, all right, cool, like whatever. And then I'd go on and play something else and come back to it like the next day. And maybe, you know, maybe fucking Quantum Break's better if you do it like that, you know? But, and then, you know, this fucking, you know, when it's fucking brand new, it's like, I just bought a fucking $60 game and want to fucking sit here and play it for like whatever, like fucking 6 hours at a time or like whatever, fucking, you know, I beat it in fucking 2 days, you know? So it's not like you want to fucking just sit there and fucking, oh, an episode, oh, well, I'll wait, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you want to like binge watch or fucking binge play it till the end. So I was just thinking, like, fucking maybe, like, yeah, I mean, it would have been better if they did, like, a Telltale style, like, fucking, oh, here's episode one of the game, fucking the day it comes out, like, here you go, and then fucking, you know, fucking the next week or something, like, oh, here's the fucking episode of the TV show you can fucking watch, and then, like, the next week, like, fucking, all right, here's episode two of the game, then the next week, episode two of the TV show, like, that would have been cool, you know what I mean? Sure, people would have fucking bitched about it, and fucking half the people would have been like, oh, I'll fucking wait till it all comes out, because, well, I can't remember what happened or whatever. It's like fucking, you know. But I don't know, I would have liked it better that way. But the way it is, just fucking blew through it in 2 days, just been like, that was, I don't know. Road review, it's on the site, pretty much, fuck you. Again, not terrible, but I'm not a fan, to be honest with you. So, I mean, but playing through the fucking the Time Powers and shit through from fucking Quantum Break, it kind of reminded me of another game that had been fucking sitting in my library for a little bit, my fucking Steam library, called a game called Remember Me, by some studio called Don't Nod. I think it might have been the first game. It was fucking published by Capcom. Came out like 5 years ago, maybe less. I don't know. It seems kind of, I don't know. So when it first came out, I was fucking interested in it, but I want to say something else came out like right around that time, so I didn't get to it, and whatever. Plus, you know, and a lot of the reviews I was reading for it was like fucking mixed. So I'm like one of those deals where it's like, ah, I was thinking about it, but I don't know. I was fucking like not sure, so I didn't end up playing it. But so I fucking played through it, and fucking, you know what? I fucking really ended up fucking liking the game. Remember Me. Just basically like a sci-fi fucking like soup or like whatever. Just fucking just bunch of sci-fi shit is all wrapped up together. Game is takes place in like a futuristic Paris. It kind of looks like fucking Blade Runner, like a more colorful fucking Blade Runner. You know, fucking neon lights and shit. You know, flying cars everywhere and fucking holograms and fucking robots and shit everywhere. The big hook is, everyone has a, like a computer access point, the back of their, to their brains, almost like fucking the Matrix or whatever. It's all just fucking like, you know, digital, like fucking, or like wireless, you know, and it's all like a giant fucking wire. It's a weird fucking holograph thing in the fucking back of their heads, and you can fucking like, people can jack into it and shit. Yeah, and then fucking, so it's, you know, you get fucking all these rich people, you know, all the rich people are fucking paying, having all their fucking bad memories fucking erased out of their brains, and, getting, you know, happy ones implanted, and there's fucking, you know, you get these fucking junky fucking memory fucking mutants, you know, they're all fucking all the poor people in the slums, like scavenging other, you know, other people's fucking memories and shit, and attacking people, trying to steal theirs and shit, and you get these prisons where they completely wipe out people's brains and like store the memories in a giant fucking bank. So that was kind of like that point. It's like, yeah, it's just a lot of like total recall fucking shit going on. It's just fucking about like altering fucking your memories and shit. Yeah, and then, so you're this fucking, some chick named, Nilan, and, you know, you wake up in that prison with a fucking, you know, wiping people's heads out and wiping people's, memories out. And, yeah, you know, you're like partway, you know, they fucking put the people in the fucking prison. They fucking just like, you know, wipe out most of their fucking brains. So they're just fucking like zombies, like walking around, just fucking like, you know what I mean? Like fucking mental patients. Yeah, so, you know, you wake up, your head's all fucked up, and, you know, they're gonna fucking put you in this fucking, pretty much, like, you know, kill you. They fucking completely wipe out your brain completely and just fucking, like, whatever, just store it in that fucking cube and just fucking send your fucking body out in the fucking river, you know? Yeah, so, yeah, it fucking, you know, she's right as she gets to that chair, somebody kicks into her fucking little brain thing and it's fucking does, like, a Shodan from fucking, like, System Shock or fucking you know, Atlas from fucking Bioshock type of deal. Frank Fontaine, whatever the fuck, or like, you know, Morpheus in the fucking Matrix, or just, you know, telling you, like, oh, no, you fucking go left or whatever, all the fucking light shit out and shit. You know, you end up getting the fuck out of the prison, and, you know, once you're out of there, you're basically a fucking, you know, you're a terrorist trying to bring down the fucking, the system and the city and fucking regain your fucking lost memories and shit. Yeah, it's just, man, that's the story, I guess. That made any sense? Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, fucking, it's a lot of combat, and fucking the combat's pretty much, you know, the Batman, like, Arkham Knight type shit. He's fucking stringing together combos and fucking, you know, string hits together, then you're, fucking exclamation point will come up above somebody's head, and it's like, oh, I gotta dodge. You fucking dodge, then, it's trying to keep all your combos going to get more damage and shit. But the cool thing about the game, fucking pretty unique. You can make your own combos. I mean, there's only three or four like actual strings to string together. But it's all just fucking like simple, like, you know, X X X Y Y Y or whatever, X Y X Y X Y, shit like that. Shit, fucking cramp, getting the cramps. But yeah, I mean, you can mix and match fucking what each button press does. So it's like one combo, you have like, you know, it's fucking different, like, you know, power ups or whatever. So it's like you'll be in a combo, and it's like fucking all, I set it up so the second hit of the combo gives you more health, or swap it out so the second hit does more damage, or it fucking charges up your specials faster. Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. I mean, it's not, it sounds fucking like complicated or like deep or whatever. It's not. It's just fucking like swapping out one move for another and just does different shit, but it's fucking the timing and all that is pretty much the same. just, you know, fucking you're playing. It's fucking, I don't think it's as, like, it's not as like fluid, I don't think, as like Batman or like complicated, but still fun. I mean, it's pretty good fucking, variation of that anyway. You know, it's fun to learn the fucking combos. I mean, again, it's like four of them. They're pretty simple, and, it's fun just to, like, experiment with different shit, and, like, fucking, like, I'll make this fucking, do this one, I'll fucking, regain all fucking shit ton of my health, or, like, whatever, or fucking, oh, now I gotta, you know, I gotta build up my fucking power, so I gotta remember to do this fucking combo. Pretty cool. Yeah, as you're doing damage, you're building up a special meter, so you can fucking pop your fucking powers, and, unlike fucking Quantum Break, you know, you're using them to solve, like, fucking, like, pretty much, like, combat puzzles, like, fucking, you know, it's fucking, these enemies are invisible, you know, you can't see them, you can't hurt them unless you know, pop this fucking power, you know what I mean, or you can fucking, you know, attach a fucking bomb to somebody, and fuck, you know, if there's a group of little guys, you fucking just, you know, pop a bomb on one of them, fucking kick them into the fucking group, and the thing explodes and just, you know, destroys, like, all of them at once. Or it's like, oh, some fucking robot fucking being a piece of shit, like fucking, you know, shooting at me. It's like, oh, I gotta use my fucking, you know, hack robot fucking power or whatever, and you fucking make him an ally, and he'll fucking, like, shoot the other robots and fucking all the other enemies and shit. Or it's fucking, you know, or there's fucking guys, you just fucking, every time you hit him, you get hurt, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I gotta pop invisibility and get up behind him and fucking assassinate him and shit. No other way to fucking, like, deal with it, you know? It's just, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's just fucking, like, you know, combat puzzles. It's fun to fucking do. It's not just fucking, like, that mindless bullshit. And, you know, there's quite a few fucking, good boss fights, too. It's just fucking, like, oh, you know, fucking shit you gotta figure out. It's pretty cool. And then fucking getting around the city, it's, you know, Tomb Raider, fucking Prince of Persia, fucking platforming. And it's not that difficult. It's actually pretty easy. I mean, it just shows you, like, where you gotta go, pretty much. You just fucking, like, hit the right buttons and go. But it's just the world you're fucking in, like, that world, fucking Neo-Paris or whatever, like, futuristic Paris, it's just cool to fucking look at. A lot of collectibles to find, but, unlike Quantum Break again, unlike Quantum Break, it's just fucking like, oh, you pick them up and it's fucking like, that's it. You just fucking, it's like, oh, it's something you fucking pick up. It's either gonna, I'd be like an upgrade to your health or your fucking, power or whatever, or fucking, it's just like, oh, I'll like the, you know, just the world building shit, just fucking, you pick it up and it's gone. If you feel like fucking, you know what I mean? You feel like fucking reading that shit, you go to the fucking main menu and open it up and you feel like it and fucking read it. And so, hey, unlike Quantum Break, it's just, you know what I mean? And then like fucking again, they're fun to find too, cause it's fucking the ones that actually help you out, like in game, that upgrade your powers and shit. They give you little puzzles, like a little like fucking like platforming puzzles you gotta solve. So you go up to like a little TV in game, like a little screen, and it's fucking like, oh, here's where this power up is. It's fucking like a picture of the environment. You gotta look at that and be like, oh, I gotta figure out how to, you know, like where this is first of all, like, you know, line up like something you can like recognizable, then like fucking, all right, well, where's the fucking this in relation to that, and figure that out. Yeah, so you know. You know, it's kind of, even that's kind of fun to figure out, though. There you go. Again, unlike Quantum Break. And then, like, fuck. Well, getting all fucking stuffy and shit. Another little twist they give you is you can steal other people's memories. You can fucking, like, alter them, too. So it's like fucking, like, you know, you're fucking, like, whatever. You're fucking just go into somebody else's brain, like, fucking, and, you gotta use a left stick and like circle around, either fast forward or rewind, and you're fucking scrubbing through people's fucking memories. You know, there's one early one, there's a fucking assassin with a girl, like this fucking, you know, main character assassin, like sent to kill you, and fucking, like, you know what I mean? You just get a fucking knife up to your fucking throat, and then you fucking, you know, invade her brain or whatever with your fucking, whatever, Nintendo fucking power glove. And you're looking at when, you know, why she's trying to kill you, like when she accepted the contract, and it, you know, it plays out just like a cutscene or whatever of her husband dying in a fucking hospital bed. And, you know, she needs the fucking money to help him or whatever the fuck. And then it's fucking like, all right, well, you back the fucking scene up to like where, like, you know, showing the doctor like injecting him with fucking, a sedative or some shit, and it's fucking like, oh, well, fucking, you know, I'll make it so in her mind, fucking the doctor like injected him with fucking like poison or whatever, then it's fucking, you go and fucking, you know, he's fucking restrained at the bed, and you fucking make it so, you know, he unlocked the fucking, his restraints, and like fucking like, so pretty much in her head, what she's, you know, you're fucking just altering it, so it's fucking like, oh, her memory is fucking like, oh, the doctor fucking killed her fucking husband, and fucking like whatever, fucking her husband woke up and fucking killed the doctor. So then fucking, you know, you get back out of that, and fucking it's like her, like, oh, why am I doing this, you know what I mean, like fucking like, oh, like, you know what I mean, then like she becomes an ally later on and shit. It's just kind of a cool little thing. It's just fucking cool concept. It is fucking pretty like binary. I mean, there's fucking just pretty much, you're watching the scene and fucking it's little glitches, and there's usually like four of them, you know what I mean, like, you know, it gives you like four little glitches, and it's fucking, it's just a trial and error to do what you have to, you know, the right one to do to fucking make the right thing happen. And you just fucking fuck around with it until you pretty much just pass it, you know. But yeah, there's a little twist to it. You know, there's one instance where it's like fucking like Inception type shit. It's like you're fucking altering somebody's memory inside of another memory. It just gets a real fucking weird fucking high concept fucking sci-fi shit. I kind of like it. You know, the story itself is pretty good and fucking crazy. It's just fucking like, you know, they're really going for it. You know, they don't really give a shit how fucking, like, you know, confusing and fucking cheesy it is. It's, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't really understand what's going on. Like, I kind of understand what's going on, but I fucking, it's just fucking just weird shit. And I don't know, kind of like it. I mean, you end up fighting this fucking, like, P90X fucking trainer guy on fucking live TV named fucking Mr. Christmas or some shit. This is fucking just, like, real fucking weird and fucking just cool fucking robot fucking boss fights and shit. The last fucking boss of the game is, like, a giant suicidal AI that's holding all the fucking city's bad fucking memories in him. It's just fucking weird. It's pretty fucking awesome. I really liked it. And even the voice acting, it's like, man, this voice acting is fucking, like, so fucking bad, it's good, except for the fucking, you know, the main character herself, she's good throughout. I'm just fucking, I'm like, dude, this is just fucking, she sounds like fucking Tomb Raider, fucking Camilla fucking Luddington or whatever the fuck. It wasn't her, but maybe it was just me being a fucking racist. I don't know. All fucking British chicks sound the same or something. I don't know. But it wasn't her. But anyways, that's fucking sums up my fucking sci-fi gaming for the week, I guess. I get fucking, one sci-fi fucking action game is pretty fucking disappointed with. One surprisingly really, really good one. That was fucking, Remember Me is fucking really good. I ended up fucking liking it quite a bit. So, there you go. Maybe I'll write a review of that, or maybe not. Or maybe I'll just play fucking Dark Souls. And, that's probably what's going to happen. And I actually have a couple of, see, now I'm fucking backed up. See what happens when you fucking drink. I got fucking shit I got to talk about. But I'm just going to fucking save it because, I'm over my fucking time. I get a good buffer here for fucking next week. I'm gonna play Dark Souls 3 just to give you a heads up. I mean, this might just turn into a fucking Dark Souls 3 fucking podcast next week, and I might just be talking about Dark Souls. So if you don't like Dark Souls or like whatever fucking if you guys say something about fucking like, oh, I don't want shit fucking spoiled or whatever, fucking we'll get on that shit and fucking play Dark Souls. One last thing, I'm gonna fucking the hell of it, I'm saying I fucking still waiting for my Quantum Break PC codes, but they did send me some codes for fucking Alan Wake and Alan Wake's American Nightmare. I already own it, so fucking good on you, I guess, but I'll give it out. If you fucking, anybody wants Alan Wake codes, or the American Nightmare codes for fucking 360, which is backward compatible for Xbox One, I'm just going to give them out right now, and then I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So, whoever, first come, first serve, I don't know, whoever the fuck wants them. Code for Alan Wake's American Nightmare is WK36F K27Q9 KXK3Y 9X2QF WH2XZ. There you go. That's Alan Wake's American Nightmare. Get on that. And then, if you want the original Alan Wake, again, not a bad game, but there you go. Fucking, it is 9-7, I'm sorry, wait, fuck that. 9Y79R CT72P FWJVM V6YJH VVDJZ. There you go, JZ, that's for you. That's it. Absolute D aside, from Grunt Free Press, that was episode 38. Go to gruntfreepress.com. Subscribe to us on fucking iTunes and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to play Dark Souls.